Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text 19, Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Although flowering plants like the mandar, kunda, kurabaka, utpala, champaka, arna, punnaga, nagakeshara, bakula, lily, and parijat are full of transcendental fragrance, they are still conscious of the austerities performed by tulasi. For tulasi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with tulasi leaves. Purport: The importance of tulasi leaves is very clearly mentioned here. Tulasi plants and their leaves are very important in devotional service. Devotees are recommended to water the tulasi tree every day and collect the leaves to worship the Lord. One time, an atheistic Swami remarked, "What is the use of watering the tulasi plant? It is better to water eggplant. By watering the eggplant, one can get some fruits. But what is the use of watering the tulasi?" These foolish creatures, unacquainted with devotional service, sometimes play havoc with the education of people in general. The most important thing about the spiritual world is that there is no envy amongst the devotees there. This is true even among the flowers, which are all conscious of the greatness of tulasi. In the Vaikuntha world, entered by the four Kumaras, even the birds and flowers are conscious of service to the Lord. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this morning and tomorrow we'll be discussing something about the glories of Tulasi Maharani. We all know how important Tulasi Maharani is. We don't offer any bhoga to Tulasi, to Lord Krishna, without Tulasi. Every day we chant the holy names in front of Tulasi. Every one of our temples has a Tulasi garden, and we give so much importance to that. Srila Prabhupada remarks that in the Vedic culture, the tulasi plant had enormous importance, even amongst those who were not Vaishnavas. Even the Samarthas and others always looked after tulasi. They watered, offered obeisances. Whatever conception they may have had of Tulsi is another question, but they did consider worshipping Tulsi a very important part of their religious life. And even today, it is common, especially in the rural areas, to see in the courtyard Tulsi on a raised platform. And Srila Prabhupada remarks at one place that even in some homes in the urban areas, you will find people watering the Tulsi and maintaining a Tulsi plant at home. Now, if this is so important, even in ordinary Vedic culture, we can imagine how important it is for us as Vaishnavas, as devotees of Krishna. And Tulsi is especially dear to us because Tulsi is very dear to Krishna. So that is our standard. It's what do we like, what do we not like. Whatever is liked by Krishna, we like. Whatever is not liked by Krishna, we don't like. As simple as that. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Tulsi has many, many important qualities, many superior qualities, and some of them are also very auspicious. Some of them are very useful from a practical point of view. For example, the Tulsi plant has many medicinal qualities. Even today, you will see many herbal medicines that have Tulsi. We don't use Tulsi for medicinal purposes, not for the body. You know, you crush the leaves and use them for some kind of decoction and drink that. You know, that we don't do that. Because for us, Tulsi is meant to be used in the service of Krishna. So even though Tulsi has all these qualities, that is not why we worship Tulsi. In fact, Tulsi, despite her auspicious qualities, has no value unless she is offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. And because she perpetually resides at the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore, her qualities become actually very meaningful and very wonderful. Srila Prabhupada mentions that when he went to the West, he lamented that there is no Tulsi here, and therefore we are handicapped in our service to Krishna. And then he says, I'm very much obliged to my sincere disciple Govinda Dasi, who has with great care raised Tulsi from a seed, and by the grace of Krishna, she has been successful. And now in every temple in the Western world, we have Tulsi plants. So Srila Prabhupada gave so much importance to the Tulsi plant. We all know the famous Bhagavad Gita verse, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, Yome Bhaktya Prayachati, Tadaham Bhaktya Paharitam, Ashnami Prayatatmanaha, in which Krishna says that even if one offers me a fruit, some water, a leaf, or a flower, with devotion, I will accept it happily. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that the word patram or leaf specifically indicates the Tulsi leaf. So when we offer the Tulsi leaf to Krishna, Krishna is especially pleased. And Prabhupada goes on to mention that this shows that devotional service is not dependent on our economic status. Even the poorest of the poor can worship Krishna very easily with devotion. All the poor person needs to do is to grow a Tulsi plant and offer a Tulsi leaf. Even if sandalwood paste is not available, because sandalwood is quite expensive, at least you have Tulsi. And you can offer that to Tulsi. You have to drink water every day, so offer some water. You have to eat something every day. Even poor people have to eat. So then you offer to Krishna and take that. In this way, Tulsi Maharani becomes an excellent vehicle for us to be able to serve Krishna. And in fact, this is the pleasure of the devotees. Again, in another beautiful purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the devotees experience transcendental happiness by offering tulasi leaf with sandalwood paste to the lotus feet of the Lord. They experience so much happiness that it is incomparable. The very meaning of the word tulasi. Does anyone know the meaning of the word tulasi? We worship tulasi every day. But what does the word mean? Anyone? Sorry? Incomparable. Incomparable. Excellent. That's also another meaning. Excellent. So incomparable or matchless. That's the meaning of tulasi. So when we use tulasi to serve Krishna and we serve tulasi herself because of her connection to Krishna, we also experience transcendental happiness. And then Prabhupada mentions another place that those who are unacquainted with the ways of devotional service simply cannot understand the transcendental happiness that devotees feel when they offer tulasi leaf with sandalwood paste to the lotus feet of the Lord. And this is a fact. In fact, even when we gaze at the deities with devotion, maybe those who don't have devotion just can't understand. What is it you find there? You're looking at these, they think they're statues or some idols. So what is it you do? Just stand in front of these idols and you get some happiness out of it? You know, they just can't get it. They don't, because they have no conception of devotional service or about the forms, the beautiful forms of the Lord. Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasa. So pada pankaja palasha. Palasha means the toes. Pada pankaja means the lotus feet of the Lord. Vilasa. Vilasa means the enjoyment. So this is the enjoyment of the devotees. The devotees actually seek the lotus feet of the Lord. And Tulasi Maharani is the appropriate medium through which we can actually access the lotus feet of the Lord. In the worship of Krishna, Tulasi naturally has such an important place. Can you conceive of worship of Radha and Krishna without Tulasi? Of course, we don't offer tulasi to the lotus feet of Radharani. We offer tulasi only to the Vishnu Tattvas, only to Krishna and Ram and so on. But for Radharani, yes, we offer a tulasi garland in her lotus hands. So then she offers it to Krishna. So you will never see tulasi leaves or manjaris offered at Radharani's lotus feet, but you will often see Radharani holding a tulasi garland in her hands because she wants to offer it to Krishna. So in the worship of Krishna, tulasi is absolutely essential. And there is this nice verse, Om tulasyamrita janmasi sadatvam keshava priya keshavartham chinomi tvam varada bhavashobhana, from the Puranas, in which the devotee prays, Om tulasi amrita janmasi. O my dear tulasi, you who have been born from the ocean of nectar, sadatvam keshava priya, you are always dear to Krishna. So you are keshava priya. Another name of tulasi is keshava priya because she is very dear to Keshava or Lord Krishna. Keshavartham chinomi tvam. For the sake of worshipping Krishna, I am now collecting your leaves and flowers. Her flowers are called manjaris. Varada bhava shobhana. So please bless me that I may be able to worship Krishna with devotion. In the Puranas it is also explained, Lord Shiva actually explains, Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu raradhanam param Tasmat paratam devi tadiyanam samarchanam. So this tadiya seva, this seva of of people or objects or things connected to Krishna is considered very appropriate. In fact, our Shastras say that we cannot approach Krishna directly. We have to approach Krishna through his associates, through his servants. And Tulasi is a very exalted associate of Krishna. And therefore, in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami has spoken about Tulasi Seva as a prime example of Tadiya Seva. In the category of Tadiya Seva, we have many great devotees. We have all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Seva. We have Ganga, service of Mother Ganga, service of Mother Yamuna, and of course, service of Tulasi, service of the cow as well. So all these are part of Tadiya Seva. But amongst them, I think it's Jiva Goswami who says that Vaishnava Seva and Tulasi Seva are the topmost amongst all the entities who come under Tadiya Seva. And in the list of 64 items of sadhana bhakti that Rupa Goswami enumerates, he does mention this Tadiya Seva. In fact, Krishna becomes so obliged when his devotees worship him with Tulasi that he is willing to sell himself completely to that devotee. Merely by offering Krishna a Tulasi leaf with devotion, you can actually purchase Krishna. That's it. Krishna, and there's some beautiful stories in this regard, of course. We all know that Advaita Acharya petitioned or beckoned the Lord to appear because he saw the pathetic condition of people in Kali Yuga, even in a place like Navadvip, which was full of scholars and brahmanas. And he saw their fallen condition. And he saw that they were engaged in karma kanda and worship of Kali and Durga for material benefits, and they had no trace of devotion to Krishna in their hearts. So this was heartbreaking for Advaita Acharya. So he began to pray to Krishna. Every day he would pray to the Shaligram Shila. He would offer Ganga water and Tulasi manjaris. And he would chant a verse from the Puranas, Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinite swamatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalaha, which means when you offer, Krishna it is actually speaking, he says, if someone offers me a tulasi dala, dala means a leaf, if he only offers me a leaf of tulasi, jalasya referring to Ganga water or Yamuna water, chulukena va, a little Ganga water, Yamuna water in the palm of his hand, along with the Tulasi leaf, vikrinite svam atmanam bhaktebhyaha, because I sell myself to such devotees. Why? Because I am bhaktavatsala. I am very affectionate to my devotees. So this is what it takes to conquer Krishna, to even purchase Krishna. Krishna is unattainable even to great yogis and jnanis who perform austerities not just for many years, but even for many lives. Despite their austerities, they are unable to even approach the lotus toes of Krishna. They have to remain at a distant place, and they can only aspire and hope that one day they will be able to even approach them. But for devotees of Krishna, who may not perform austerities like the jnanis and the yogis do, who may not be scholars in the scriptures, and who may not have any material qualifications even, they can not just approach Krishna, but they can even conquer and purchase Krishna with that simple tulasi leaf. This is the glory of devotional service. And this is not understood by those who do not understand what Krishna consciousness is. We've all heard many times those beautiful pastimes connected to Lord Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill. We have heard also how the Brajabasis, when they were asked to worship Govardhan Hill by Krishna, they brought forth so many foodstuffs that they had cooked in their homes. They brought their rotis and sabjis and kheer and so many other delicious foodstuffs to Krishna. And Krishna to Govardhan. And Govardhan assumed a gigantic form and physically ate up all those offerings. And then he said, Anayor. Anayor means I want more. And there's a little village on the path of the Govardhan Parikrama, which is called Anayor. And that is the place where the Brajabasis offered their foodstuffs. Now, because Govardhan quickly ate up all those foodstuffs, and he said, I want more. So the Brajabasis campered here and there, and they somehow managed to procure from other homes in the village whatever foodstuffs that were available. And in a jiffy, Govardhan ate that as well and demanded, Anayor, I want more. And this went on, and then they got it from the other neighboring villages, and still he said, Anayor. And he went on eating, and now the Brajabasis were getting really worried because they were running out of their stock of foodstuffs. And finally, one wise old Brajabasi decided that he had to put an end to this because there was no possibility of getting any more food. So he offered a little tulasi leaf, and then Govardhan was completely satisfied. So if you want to satisfy Krishna, chant the holy names and offer tulasi to Krishna. There's also the famous story of Tulabharam, the pastime in which Krishna was sold by Satyabhama to Narada. He was offered in charity. There are many variations to this pastime, but I'll just narrate one of those, the simplest variation of those pastimes, of that pastime. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So one time it so happened that Narad Muni was visiting Krishna in Dwarka, and there was Satyabhama Devi there. Satyabhama was very happy to see Krishna and to see Narad Muni. And she offered some service to him. Is there anything I can do for you, my dear sage? So Narad Muni said, are you willing to offer me anything? He said, yes, of course. You're a great devotee of Krishna. I'll be happy to offer you anything you like. So then Narad Muni said, I want you to offer me the most precious possession you have. So then she said, surely. And she started offering some diamonds and pearls and this and that. And he said, is that the most precious possession you have? Then she looked at some other diamond, some other, you know, pearl or whatever, ruby or emerald and so on. And Narad Muni still said, is there anything more precious you have? Think, what's the most precious possession? Then she got it. And she said, of course, Krishna. Krishna is my most precious possession. But how can I offer Krishna to you? He said, well, you promised me. You promised me you will offer me your most precious possession. So you have to offer me. But, you know. And she said, all right, I'll offer you. But then, and if you do that, actually, you'll become even more dear to Krishna. And Krishna will love you even more. So, well, that was a clinching argument for her. So she said, fine. Now the other queens gathered around, they heard the news. You know, there was some WhatsApp that went around and all the queens came running and they said, what, you're going to offer Krishna away in charity and then Krishna will not be with us, then what do we do? But Satyabhama said, I've already given my word and Narad Muni is not just somebody, he's a great devotee, so I have to keep my word. But Narad Muni was feeling very compassionate to all the queens. So he said, never mind. She has to keep her word. She has to give Krishna in charity to me. But she can have Krishna back, and all of you can have Krishna back. But Satyabhama Devi, what you have to do is to offer me as much gold and diamonds and rubies and so on as equals the weight of Krishna on a weighing scale. Satyabhama was relieved, no problem, because she had a treasury house full of these things. So then a big scale was brought. She offered Krishna in charity to him, of course, and Krishna was meekly sitting through it all. And he didn't protest. Because there was arguments going on between Narad Muni and Satyabhama, and the other queens had come in. You know, so when you get involved in arguments between devotees, don't involve yourself. Just stay there, you know. So now that Krishna had become Narad Muni's property, now they had to work on getting him back. So the scale was arranged, and Satyabhama Devi, she had quite a fiery temperament, right? But Rukmini Devi was the opposite. So she had all her jewelry brought, the diamonds and everything else, and she started piling them up on the scale, and Krishna was sitting on the other scale. But, you know, Krishna's scale wouldn't rise up even by a millimeter. She eventually emptied her entire treasure house. But still Krishna's pan, the scale, wouldn't rise even 1 millimeter. Now she was getting really worried. So she asked the other queens, please give me something. So all the queens came running with their jewelry. They gave everything. And still the pan wouldn't rise. Finally, Satyabhama Devi had to swallow her pride. And she had to approach Rukmini Devi. We are in a crisis. SOS, please help. We have to do something. So Rukmini Devi was very tender-hearted. So she felt compassion. And she, of course, was worried. If Krishna has given away, what happens? So she understood the predicament. And she said, all right, I have the solution. And she put 1 tulsi leaf. She removed all the jewelry. And she put 1 tulsi leaf on that pan. And immediately, Krishna's pan came right up. And the pan on which tulsi was placed was heavier. And then Krishna, Narad Muni, gifted Krishna back to the queens. And Satyabhama became very humbled at that. So this is a very famous narration. And in some temples in India, you will see this depicted as murals or as carvings in many places. It's a very famous pastime, which goes to show basically that if you worship Krishna with a tulsi, then you really don't need to do anything else in terms of, you know, opulence and this and that. But of course, if you have all that opulence, then you can't use that as an excuse to not offer that to him, saying, I'll just offer tulsi. You have to offer everything you have. But even if you don't have anything, you must remember to offer tulsi with devotion to Krishna. And even if you have gold and diamonds, offer that. But it's still important to offer tulsi with devotion to Krishna. There's so much to discuss about tulsi, but specifically we have some discussion tomorrow as well. So I'd just like to focus briefly on the benefits of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the presence of Tulsi Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally would do that. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has mentioned that the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would place Tulsi Maharani beside Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he would sit to chant japa. And Mahaprabhu would gaze with devotion at Tulsi Maharani as he chanted his japa. And then he would declare that just as a fish is completely out of place when removed from water, which is its natural environment, similarly, I feel intense separation when I am not in the presence of Tulsi Maharani. And so it is Mahaprabhu's instruction that we should chant our japa, keeping ourselves close to Tulsi Maharani. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed this. He narrated the story of Narad Muni and Mrigari. Mrigari was a very cruel hunter who used to kill animals half and leave them like that. And then they would die eventually, a very painful death. I won't narrate the whole story. We've all heard of it, heard it so many times, and we don't have the time also ourselves. But Narad Muni blessed Mrigari, and he eventually told Mrigari that you go now to the riverside, make a small cottage for yourself, and plant Tulsi on a raised platform. And you always circumambulate her, offer obeisances to her, offer water to her. And in this way you sit in front of Tulsi and chant the holy names of Krishna. And very quickly you will be able to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Haridas Thakur would also do the same. He would sit in front of Tulsi and chant his 300,000 names of Krishna every day. And when Haridas Thakur delivered the prostitute, we've also heard this pastime on many occasions, he gave her the instruction when she begged forgiveness for her offense against Haridas Thakur. Feeling compassionate, Haridas Thakur instructed her, you build a small cottage, again the same thing, sit in front of Tulsi, and every day you should circumambulate her, offer obeisances, offer water, offer arati, and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in front of her, and you will attain the lotus feet of Krishna. And so in our temples also we see, whenever the devotees sit together to chant japa, we also bring Tulsi Maharani there. So this is very, very auspicious. Actually, chanting in the presence of Tulsi Maharani imparts great spiritual potency to our chanting. And we will feel the difference. We will feel enormous spiritual strength when we chant japa attentively in the presence of Tulsi Maharani, occasionally gazing at her with devotion. So even if you're not chanting Tulsi Maharani, chanting the holy names in the temple every day, wherever you are at home, also try to do the same thing. So we'll talk more about Tulsi Maharani tomorrow, but we'll chant, we'll sing a song that is there in our songbook, but we do not usually sing this song. It's a very popular song. It's called the Sri Tulsi Arati. It's different from the Tulsi Kirtan that we chant every morning and evening. This is written by a devotee called Sri Chandrasekhar Kavi. I'll read the translation. O Tulsi Maharani, O Vrinda, O Mother of Devotion, O Narayani, I offer my obeisances to you again and again. By seeing you, or even by touching you, all sins are destroyed. Your glories are described in the Vedas and Puranas. Your leaves and soft manjaris are entwined at the lotus feet of Narayan, the Lord of Lakshmi. O blessed Mother Tulsi, you performed successful austerities and have thus become the chief consort and queen of Sri Shaligram Shila. You engladden and shower your rain of mercy upon one who offers you some incense, a ghee lamp, naivedya, and arati. The Lord does not care for even one of 56 varieties of cooked food or 36 different curries offered without Tulsi leaves. Lord Shiva, Shukadev Goswami, Devarshi Narada, and all the jnanis and great munis headed by Lord Brahma are circumambulating you. O Mother, O Maharani, Chandrasekhara thus sings your glories. Please bestow upon him the gift of pure devotion. So this is what we pray to Tulsi Maharani for the gift of pure devotion. Okay.
Namo Namaha Tulsi Maharani Vrinde Maharani namo namaha. Namo Tulasi Maharani Vrinde Maharani Namo Namaha. Namo Re Namo Re Maya Namo Narayani Namo Re Jako Darashe Parashaya Ganashaya Mahima Veda Purane Vakhane Namo Namaha Tulasi Maharani Vrinde Maharani Namo Namaha Namo Re Namo Re Maya Namo Narayani Jako Patra Manjari Komala Shripati Charana Kamale Lapatane Dhanya Tulasi Maya Purana Tapakiye Shri Shalagrama Mahapatarani Namo Namaha Tulasi Maharani Vrinde Maharani Namo Namaha namo re maya, namo narayane. Dhupadipa naivedya arati, phulana kiye varakha varakhane. Chapana bhoga chatrisa vyanjana, bina tulasi prabhu ek nahi mani. Namo namaha tulasi maharani, vrinde maharani, namo namaha. Namo re maya, namo narayane. Shiva Shuka Narada aur brahma deka, durat phirat maha muni gyane, Chandra Shekhara Maya Tera Jash Gave, Bhakti Dana Dijiye Maharani. Namo namaha tulasi maharani, vrinde maharani, namo namaha.
श्री तुलसी महारानी की जय, श्री वृंदे देवी की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि वो। हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू।